an interesting point that you've alluded to, and that I want to hear you kind of expand on.
Oh, God, I'm making
this.
Illusions? Oh, boy.
No, you alluded to it. I would say that the Belichick thing, I think there's been a lot of bedwetting. And it feels like I'm not crazy because finally there's a guy who covers the team, that's you, who kind of feels the same way about how things are shaking out right now here on August 31st. I just want to note, August 31st, as it relates to the head coaching and the overall ceiling of this team.
Well, so what are you saying? What's the Belichick thing? That he's lost it? Or like,
well, you are like not here for that, which I love to hear, right? Like, this is not what you don't believe this.
No, I mean, I'm looking at it mostly through a lens of like, what do they look like now versus 2 years ago? Which 2 years ago, 2020, their roster was awful. They had
not
they
good. Cam, I did Cam not care Newton, for that.
Cam Newton playing terrible with, you know, 8 passing touchdowns. Throwing, terrible
paint,
season.
Paint cans.
Throwing paint cans out there, as Jim Murray said. They had no receivers. They had no receivers outside of Julian Edelman, literally on his last legs. No tight ends. A couple decent running backs, a pretty good offensive line, and a good secondary, but no linebackers. They had to thrust Juwan Bentley into the number one every down linebacker role, which he wasn't even close to ready for yet. And, you know, defensive line, they had nobody that was making a real impact. They didn't have any, like, impact play. They had a bad roster in 2020. And what did Bill Belichick do with that roster? He won 7 games. If there was any criticism of Bill Belichick from that year, it's that he won too much. They probably could have tanked a little better that year. But then again, do they end up with Mac Jones or do they feel like they have to draft, you know, like a Justin Fields because they're up higher in the draft? I don't know. I don't know what they would have done. But all I know is you can go by position. Like, how does their roster look compared to that roster 2 years ago? Because that was truly like the ground zero, rock bottom, full rebuild time. Looking back on it, it's like this is the reset year where like the rebuild starts now. And then next year they go out, they infuse the roster with a bunch of high priced free agents because they sort of had to because of the drafting problems they had the years prior. They drafted their new number one quarterback. They drafted what looks like a cornerstone impact defensive player in Christian Barmore, a good running back, Ramondre Stevenson. They're off and running. And now this year it feels like they hit on the draft again. They hit on the cornerbacks, I think. And Marcus Jones and Jack Jones both look like they can play. Tyquan Thornton, unfortunately, like, I guess you got to wonder if he's going to hold up physically. But I think the physical talent is undeniable. I think when he's on the field, he's going to be good. Cole Strange, we'll see. They might have overdrafted him there. But if he's a solid starting guard, I mean, that's good enough for me this year anyway. He better be, you know, better than that in the long term. But I think they hit on their draft 2 years in a row now. And whatever they changed, you know, Bill giving less power or Matt Groh making the picks or whatever the hell they've been doing, the more collaborative approach, as Robert Kraft described it, I think that's made a clear difference. And so now they look at it. They have these free agents they signed a year ago and year two, and hopefully they all take a step forward. And it feels like they're all taking a step forward. I mean, Hunter Henry's kind of the same, but Jonnu Smith feels like he's going to take a step forward. Nelson Agholor feels like he took a big step forward. Devon Godshaw, we'll see. I don't think he's one of the best defensive linemen in the league, as Bill said, but I think he should take a step forward. And so I think everybody's getting better that they had a year ago, most of them anyway. There might be an example or two that I'm not thinking of, but they have good players this year. My concern is the same as that a lot of people on the sports hub and a lot of people in the media have said, which I think is fair, is that what is going on with the offensive coaching? Because it's just been sort of all over the place, disorganized. They lack bodies there. They lack experience on the offensive side of the ball. And so that's fair. And I'm like, it's going to be frustrating if that's what derails the season. But this is all a long way of saying, Ty, that I think anyone's still saying that they have this bad roster or their roster is crap or that like they have the worst roster in the league is just behind. Because you have to compare it to the 2020 team, which, again, won 7 games with an awful quarterback and almost no impact players on defense and no receivers or tight ends. You needed it. Everyone's crying that they need to get a quarterback. They got it. They need to get weapons. They got weapons. You know, maybe they don't have a Jamar Chase, but they got a bunch of good enough players and their roster's better. I'm sorry. It is. And let's go by position. I mean, I'm doing it off the top of my head here though. Quarterback, obviously better now than 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
Receiver. Obviously, better now than 2 years ago. Better than 1 year ago because they had Devontae Parker now.
anytime you make me go, this Demir Byrd guy is pretty interesting. I want to know what they got there. I'm out. So, yes, much, much better than it was ever 2 years ago. Not even close.
I'm not talking to a Byrd law and see who comes out the victor. All right. So running back.
They actually have tight ends, to your point.
Yeah, running back. I mean, you could argue that's a wash, I guess, but they didn't have Stevenson 2 years ago. They only had Damian Harris and James White 2 years ago. And they got to figure out the James White role this year. But, I mean, you could call that a wash. I mean, I'll even give you that you thought they got a little worse. But the same person that will tell you they got worse at running back will tell you running back doesn't mean anything. So it's whatever. Call that a wash. Mm-hmm. Tight end, they're light years better now than they were 2 years ago when they had Ryan Izzo, you know, and Matt LaCosse were playing every snap. Where are we? Offensive line?
This is the one I'm curious about.
You could probably argue that they're worse because they had Joe Tooney and Shaq Mason 2 years ago.
They also had who was that guy they brought, that fellow they brought in, who was subjected to just horrible memes despite trying his absolute best. Because he was not very good. This can drive me nuts.
On the offensive line.
Yeah, 2 years ago? I want to say he played in Green Bay before coming to the Patriots. He was a veteran guy. He came in because they had nobody, but he was not very good at all.
Marshall Newhouse?
Yes. Marshall Newhouse.
Yeah.
Everyone posted a meme about a security guard patting the guy down. Marshall Newhouse.
But to my point, Ty, 2 years ago, everyone was saying like, oh, other than offensive line and the secondary, what the hell do they have? So
right,
it's like,
right.
That might have been the only two position groups you felt good about 2 years ago. And so now you could argue they're probably worse talent-wise, the offensive line. Coaching-wise, it's been way worse. I think that's been the biggest problem on the team. Oh, you never criticize the team.
You're afraid to criticize the team. I'm terrified. You're too afraid.
You're too young. I take it as flattery if someone thinks I'm young. But, yeah, so offensive line I'll give you. That has taken a step back compared to 2 years ago. But let's see. Where do we go now? Defensive line. I think they're better. Christian Barmore. They didn't have Barmore 2 years ago.
They drafted
two promising-looking young defensive linemen in Sam Roberts, who made the 53-man roster, and LeBrian Ray, who was a highly touted recruit, went to Alabama, and he's had some injuries, bad luck, I believe. And so his development got destroyed while he was in college. And so I think he has potential to be really good, but it's going to take some time for him to develop. But I think he's on the practice squad. I want to say he was at practice today, but he got cut, which means he's probably on the practice squad. So I think they're finally starting to build something there on defensive line. We've talked about they need to, you know, make improvements on the D line rather than just linebacker. So D line, I'd say they're better than 2 years ago. Linebacker. You think, as my friend PFT commentator would say, you think they're better at linebacker? You know, they got Matthew Judon, who dropped off at the end of the year last year, but before that was a defensive player of the year candidate.
And I'll take 10 games over no games.
Right. 17 games of that, he's an all-pro. And Juwan Bentley and Raekwon McMillan, I think, are going to be a good combo in the middle. I think they, this year, are better than last year's version of Dante Hightower and Jamie Collins, because I think those guys were just cooked, as evidenced by Jamie Collins might be on a team right now, but Dante Hightower, I think if he comes back, the only team that would take him is the Patriots. But I don't know if he's even going to play anymore. And like, that was part of everyone's complaint last year was they're too old and slow, and Hightower was at the center of that. And now they have faster, more explosive inside linebackers. Raekwon McMillan looks good. He's healthy. And I think those guys are going to make plays. They're going to be put in a position to succeed. They're not going to be asked to do too much. And so I think they're better at inside linebacker. Outside linebacker, I said Judon, but Anthony Jennings, Ty, is emerging as a legitimate player here. This is a guy that I think a lot of people probably wrote off because he hasn't played much at all in the first 2 years. But I think at linebacker, especially here, it takes a little longer to develop. It takes a little longer at least to earn Bill Belichick's full trust. And so, like, everyone talks about the year two jump. I think at linebacker, it's a year three jump. I think that's really the reality here. And I think you're seeing that with a guy like Anthony Jennings, who's emerging. Josh Uche, you know, we'll see. I think he might be settling into just a pass rushing specialist type of role. But the athleticism and the explosiveness and the pass rush moves are there. So I hope that they trust him more and they at least put him out there in all the passing down situations and help him and, you know, turn him loose a little bit. But the point is they're better at linebacker than they were 2 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, it's adjusting to, you know, I think all three quarterbacks now, I don't know how often Zach Wilson's going to be running because of his knee, but you have a division full of quarterbacks who can make plays through the air and on their feet, you know, when at full health. So you needed that speed. You have a schedule when you're facing a lot of quarterbacks who can make plays with their arms and with their feet. So to upgrade that position from a speed standpoint, again, we know where the league is trending in this regard, right? So to have a guys who can do that, it bodes well for future success, even if you don't see it immediately. This is where the game is trending. So the idea of Bill being behind schedule, nope. Not if he has speedy linebackers and understands where that game is trending.
He's done it. Yeah, people have been crying for him to do this for like a couple of years now. He did it. He did it. You were too busy screaming. You were too busy. I shouldn't yell. I'm going to lose my voice again. But so they're better at linebacker. Here's a good one. Safety. Better than 2 years ago. They had Devin McCourty, Adrian Phillips, and Kyle Duggar two years ago. But Duggar was a rookie. Duggar, you know, it's disappointing that he hasn't come along in man-to-man coverage. He doesn't look like he's gonna be anything special in that area. But he's better than he was 2 years ago. He's gonna make more plays this year than he did as a rookie. So he's better. Adrian Phillips has settled in. Devin McCourty's Devin McCourty. Josh Bledsoe, who made the roster, had a good summer, and he looks like a decent player. He could actually be a long-term answer at deep safety. Like, we'll see. I don't know how good he is, long-term, how good he's going to look against, you know, starters at NFL-level competition, but he made the team, had a good summer, so they're better at safety, even safety, than they were 2 years ago. And now we get to the one position. Well, I mean, I gave you offensive line, but I'll give you cornerback. Cornerback, obviously, at least on paper, they're worse than they were 2 years ago. Because 2 years ago, you know, Stephon Gilmore, J.C. Jackson, elite combo. So, I mean, you can't really argue with that. And Jalen Mills has had a great summer, and he's alleviated a lot of concerns with how he's played. I think he's going to be competitive. I think he's going to have some good games in there. But this is the position where it's going to take, I think there's going to be some growing pains there because they are going to play the rookies a lot. They're going to play Jonathan Jones on the outside more, which is not like his ideal spot unless he's going up against a guy like Tyreek Hill on the outside. I mean, so this is where you're going to see growing pains. And I think if you ask like what's going to be their downfall against a good competition, it's going to be when they face a team that has a good deep receiver group and a good quarterback that knows where to go with the football and where to find the right matchups and things like that. So like the Bengals game is a perfect example of that. Like, are Jalen Mills, Jonathan Jones, and like Jack Jones or Terrence Mitchell going to hold up against Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, and like they got other weapons that I'm not thinking of, but like, or Joe Mixon. I mean,
yeah, that's a hard challenge.
My question for the linebackers is, can they cover running backs in the passing game? So like that, I think, is a position where they're clearly worse than 2 years ago, and they're going to have problems, especially against a good deep offense.
Can any team? Can any team game plan for? Hey, we're going to shut down Ja'Marr Chase.
Tyler right. Boyd, that's sort of my thing Higgins. Is that like,
and every that's team's like, going to have that problem
for a little while. I know like for that Ja'Marr Chase is going to do that to everybody. And like, that's right. What people were saying when Davante Adams was toasting them in the joint practice. Oh no, they're getting killed by Davante Adams.
It's like, only the best wide.
Realize he does that to the whole league. You realize he had like 38 touchdowns last year. Like,
unless you had Jalen Ramsey, it was going to happen no matter who was out there.
I can't believe Bob Backlund is losing to Hulk Hogan. What is going on here?
Why is the Brooklyn Brawler losing? This isn't okay. It's just Diesel.
Why is Shawn Michaels beating the crap out of Jimmy Del Rey from the Heavenly Bodies? I don't get it.
Savio Vega doesn't deserve this. I really think that like we're kind of in agreement here that things are not as bad as they seem, or if they are.
Like, what, just to do quick math, so what's that, like 8 out of 10 position groups, they're better than they were 2 years ago?
Yes.
And we still got people saying they got one of the worst rosters in the league? No. You're focusing on, you're taking one or two problems, which I would say is offensive line and cornerback depth, and you're extrapolating that out to the entire roster completely unnecessarily. The only reason that was necessary is to come up with a hot take. So that's my thought on that.
Hi, folks. You just heard a clip from the Sports Hub Underground podcast hosted by me, Matt Dolph, and Ty Anderson every single week. You can get us wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and you can hear us every single Thursday at 98.5thesportshub.com. Please click the links below to subscribe, rate, and review, and thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.